We're joined now for a very special CAU Now segment of the Public Affairs Block on WCLK by Dorcas Bowles. Dr. Bowles is a distinguished scholar and a woman who's held numerous roles at Clark Atlanta University over the years. She's returned for a second time around as Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. And the School of Social Work is celebrating 95 years as America's first school of social work, with a series of events coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd. We'll talk more about those events shortly. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Bowles.
Thank you for having me.
Who was Whitney M. Young Jr., and why is our nation's first school of social work named for him?
Okay, Whitney M. Young Jr. was an American civil rights leader who spent most of his career working to end employment and discrimination in the United States. He was born in Kentucky. His mother was a school teacher. His father was a principal. He worked as a teacher before entering World War II. And when he got out of the Army, he went to the University of Minnesota, where he received his MSW degree. Following receipt of his degree, he worked with the Urban League in St. Paul and later became executive director of the Urban League offices in Minnesota. He was made dean of Atlanta University School of Social Work in 1954 and served until 1960. He left AU to become director of the National Urban League, and he turned the Urban League from a passive civil rights organization into one that aggressively worked for equitable socioeconomic opportunities for blacks and the disenfranchised. He served as advisor to President Lyndon Johnson, where he was known for developing the Domestic Marshall Plan, which helped President Johnson shape the War on Poverty program that he developed. And he died in 1971 at age 49 in Lagos, Nigeria, in a swimming accident.
So a life very effective, very meaningful, cut tragically short.
Yes, very short indeed.
So how was it that the country's first school of social work began right here at Clark Atlanta University?
The School of Social Work began at Clark Atlanta University in 1920, the first school of social work developed in Georgia, in the nation, and in the world, specifically designed for African Americans. The school was developed out of a need to prepare African American social workers to work with African American families, to work with all families, but particularly to develop training for working with African American families.
Because people have different issues, different concerns. It's not one size fits all when it comes to trying to help people through situations that social workers help people through.
Exactly. And out of that, the schools of social work began to appreciate and value diversity, class, differences in socioeconomic status, educational statuses, et cetera, so that it moved the School of Social Work toward the whole notion of working with diverse populations.
And at this point, the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University, your department teaches and trains people from impressionable young undergraduates all the way up to doctoral level students, correct?
That is correct. We have the MSW program, which was started in 1920. The BSW program was actually started at Clark College in 1981. And then the PhD program was started at Atlanta University in 1983. When the schools consolidated, when Clark College and Atlanta University consolidated in 1988, then Clark's BSW program was brought to Atlanta University. And so we already had the MSW and the PhD. So that gave us the three levels of training for social workers.
So we have social workers throughout the country who are graduates of this program, but we also probably have high-level academic workers and professors throughout the country, throughout the world that came out of this program.
Absolutely. Particularly those students who graduate from our PhD program. Many of them go on to become supervisors, administrators, but also a great number of them go on to become social work educators at schools of social work throughout the United States. And we have some students who work internationally at schools outside of the United States as social work educators.
Well, you have a big event, a series of events actually coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd. This is a series of events for students and alumni. It all begins in the morning with a social justice walk around the CAU campus, a midday symposium, and then an evening of elegance gala that includes a keynote address by Clark Atlanta University's new incoming president, Ronald A. Johnson. Could you talk to us a little bit about why you're doing these events and then tell us a little bit about the events themselves?
Okay. We're doing the events. The events in the morning are specifically designed for students. And we're going to have Dr. Charles Lewis, who's going to talk about protecting voter rights, a challenge for social workers. And in part, this is in response to the recent Supreme Court decision about voting rights and taking away a preclearance and the wish to continue to have African Americans vote and not allow those states that no longer have to do preclearance set up obstacles to voting, particularly in African American communities. The evening workshop, there's also a discussion that morning by Dr. June Hopps, who is the Parham Professor at the University of Georgia, and myself. And we are talking about the role that HBCU schools of social work have played in the profession and the kind of contributions that schools, black schools located at HBCUs have played in the profession. In our looking at that, we realize that Atlanta University, our own school here, has played a significant role and has made significant contributions to the profession. We also realize that E. Franklin Frazier, who came out of our sociology department and who helped to start the social work program at Atlanta University, was later made chair of the sociology department at Howard. And he then developed the School of Social Work at Howard University.
You know, it's nice that we could help out Howard that way, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Howard is grateful to us.
So there's a social justice walk on Saturday morning, October the 3rd. What is that going to be like?
That walk is actually, it's called a social justice walk. But what we are doing is, since some of our alums are coming in who have not visited the university in some time, it will be to kind of reacquaint them with the university and allow them to look at old buildings where they once went and that kind of thing.
And maybe check out some of the new buildings.
And check out the new buildings,
like et cetera,
well. And see what's changed.
And that gets your blood going and you're up and around. And then there's the midday symposium. And where is that going to be?
The morning session will be at Davidge Auditorium, and the evening session is going to be at Henderson Student Center in the multipurpose room, and it starts at 6 p.m.
And that's the Evening of Elegance Gala. What is that event going to be like?
We're going to give some awards to some of our alumni who have made significant achievements in the field, and we're going to hear from our president about what he sees as the state of the university and what he sees as future directions that the university is going to take and how the School of Social Work will fit into his vision.
Again, that's the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. They are celebrating 95 years of finding a way or making one on Saturday, October the 3rd. And we're talking today with Dr. Dorcas Bowles. She is the dean of the School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. How do people that want to get involved with this event, what do they need to do? How do they reach out to you?
They can go online to www.cau.edu, and they will find a punchline that will allow them to get to the 95th anniversary. Or they can call the school at 404-880-6600. And someone will be able to get them the information.
It's interesting to me in the symposium that you're going to be having about the role of the social worker in voting rights, that when people think about social workers, they think of them as being people that just provide a service. But there's an important place for social workers in social action, isn't there?
Absolutely. In the field of social work, that is called advocacy. And the School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta has always said that our social workers must know how to advocate for their clients in whatever, whether it's in housing, whether it's in education, whether it's in equity and salary, whether it's in making sure that their students are getting appropriate educational experience, that part of a role of the social worker is to advocate for the clients with whom they work.
We don't have a lot of students who listen to the radio station when you look at the numbers. but we do have a lot of parents of students at Clark Atlanta and the AUC that do listen to WCLK. So when they have their precious son or daughter come home and say, I've decided to major in social work, Mom or Dad, what do they need to know about what that means when somebody decides to become a social worker?
It means that they're becoming someone who is going to work to help those who are disenfranchised, those who are oppressed, those who are at risk, those who are at the lower ranks of society. You also can work with middle class and upper middle class families about issues that they are experiencing. We work with a range of issues, whether that's post-traumatic stress, depression, AIDS, any number of factors with which families and children are wrestling, that social workers are trained to help people to deal with those issues so that they can live a quality of life that's important for them to live.
Well, again, these events are coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. They go on all day, beginning with the walk in the morning, the midday symposium, and then the Evening of Elegance Gala. This is all celebrating the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. If you want information on tickets to these events, you can go to the campus website at cau.edu, or you can call the School of Social Work at 404-880-6600. We've been talking with Dean Dorcas Bowles, the Dean of the School of Social Work. Dr. Bowles, thank you so much for coming by this morning to talk to us about these events. We look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you for having me.